broken day. How many hearts have you broken? under the mandolin. And the band just right in tune. Yeah, the bull fiddle slapping leather. I'm howling at the moon. Hey, Mr. Fiddle Man, play us on a little jam. Na 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 na. It's that high, lonesome sound when that evening sun go down. I'll be crawling on the ground when I hear a fiddle play that high, lonesome sound. I hear a fiddle play that high, lonesome sound.
Pete Rowan wrote that number. That's a bluegrass classic. You know, when we first discovered bluegrass, well, most of us, not Vassar. I think Vassar had the real deal back in 1949. But when Pete and I and probably Herb discovered bluegrass, we were into rock and roll. We were into Chuck Berry and Buddy Holly and Elvis and Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers and the Platters. And then about 1960, man, it all disappeared. Like plane crashes, guys got sent to jail, and Elvis got drafted. There was nothing left. So we discovered bluegrass. And there was a lot there, boy. And it's great to be on this stage where so much of it took place. But this is something we took from our rock and roll experience and tried to do a bluegrass take on it. The Great Pretender.
Pretend. the great pretender, just laughing and gay like a clown. I seem to be what I'm not, you see. I'm wearing my heart like a crown, pretending that you're still around.
Vassar Clemens, The Lonesome Fiddle Blues. I sat down to have a lunch with Bill Monroe out of Goodlettsville, and Julia, I think you brought over the Chinese food at that time, and we sat in, it was in October a couple of years ago, and we sat down, had some a bite to eat there in the early evening, the afternoon, and I looked out at Bill's garden outside his kitchen, and I noticed that it was all overgrown, and pumpkins and squashes, and there were a few critters out there having a meal too. And I said, did you still plow with a mule in the spring? He said, yes, sir, I sure do. Yes, sir. And then somebody whispered and said, but he never harvests anymore, Pete. And so I wrote this tune called Let the Harvest Go to Seed. This is for Julia.
We plowed this field with every mule. We would rake and we would hoe, clear away the rocks and weeds, plant the seeds and watch them grow. Tend the crops until they blossom, see the corn yellow and tall. If the summer rains were kindly, we'd have a harvest in the fall. You have been my true companion since the day our love was young. Darling, stand beside me and watch the setting sun. If I die before you do, one request I ask you please. Pray, Jesus, take my soul and let the harvest go to seed.
When we formed the band Old in the Way, we had a kind of rehearsals that I recommend everybody try. That is, you start out playing in one room together, you know, in a little circle. And then after the first solo in the chorus, everybody goes to different parts of the building. Maybe go out on the porch and somebody walk around the house and somebody go upstairs and maybe some go down to the basement. And you come back in for the next verse, next chorus. Then after that, you split and everybody goes around to the different parts of the house again and stays out there until the very last chorus. And we figured if we could make it back into the living room for the last chorus, we were getting the song together okay. So that's how we rehearsed. And we all had nicknames, of course. Vassar, he was known as Clem. Unless he had his pipe in his mouth, then he'd be known as Clamp. And we had a wonderful bass player and a great guy named John Kahn. And both John and his bass were known as Mule. And, of course, I was Red, Panama Red. But the guy who was giving out the nicknames, it's red under there now. You can find it right there. The guy who was giving out the nicknames, we called him Spud. He was our banjo picker, Jerry Garcia. And Jerry, in one of his moments of ironic humor, decided to call the band Old and in the Way. And he called our mandolin player the Dog.
I hear tell he was happy. Well, he had his share of friends and good time. Now the streets were closed. You don't have a place called home. Looking back to a better day, calling Old in the Way.
Old in the Way, that's what I heard him say. They used to heed the words he said, but that was yesterday. Gold will turn to gray.
His home. Well, he thought he'd have the world on a string. Now the years have come and gone. Through the streets he walks alone. Like an old dog gone astray. He's just holding in the way.
Holding in the way. That's what I heard him say. They used to heed the words he said, and that was yesterday. Cold will turn to gray, and you will fade away. Holding in the way, that's what I heard them say.
In 1949, a young fiddler came right here to this stage to play with Bill Monroe, and his name was Vassar Clemons.
Yes, sir. Still is.
Still is his name, in fact, known to some people. He was 19 years old, and he cut this next tune with Bill called The New Mule Skinner Blues.
Pete Rowan, a wonderful bluegrass boy.
We'd like to gather around the microphone and do a gospel number that I'm sure was played for the first time on this stage by Bill Monroe and Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs, Chubby Wise, Cedric Rainwater, or perhaps it was Birch Monroe. And I'd like to personally thank all those masters of bluegrass for coming up with this thing.
In this awful world of sorrow, in this wicked path of sin, can hear my Savior calling, won't you come unto me? Wash away your sins forever, you will rest eternally.
Oh, I can hear
the joy bells ringing,
where my friends
and loved ones wait.
I can hear
the angels singing just inside those pearly gates. Now I'm safe with my Jesus. He will guide me on my way. I will sing His praise forever. We'll meet in heaven some sweet day.
I can hear the angels singing
just inside those pearly gates.
Oh, I can hear the joy bells ringing
where my friends and loved ones wait.
Just inside
those pearly gates.
You know, I'm happy to announce there's a new Old Men the Way album, a third album, recorded in 1973, the only year that band played, and it's called Breakdown, and we've got some advanced copies here that we'd love for you to have one, and this is the first tune on the record. A good old bluegrass number called Home Is Where the Heart Is.
Well, nestled in the pine trees in the mountain, down along the road I love it still. There by dear old mother, she's waiting, and I know she always will.
Home is where the heart is, they tell me. And a minute proud family.
How many years ago I left my old home? I started out to ramble all around. If ever I return to where I came from, I'll build a little home and settle down.
Home is where the heart is, they tell me. Many, many have tried to travel that lonesome road. They'll never find a palace to mother. They'll never find a place as sweet as home.
After this number, we're going to have a special guest come up here, and we want to continue on.
Catfish time!
You know, don't be shy. If there's any songs you want to hear, just go ahead and holler them out. That's a fine number right there. That's a fine number you asked for right there, folks. And we're going to do that one for you right now. That old rock and roll number called the Bluegrass Stomp. I'd like to invite another bluegrass boy up onto the stage. Please make welcome Del McCurry.
It's an honor to be out here with these guys. You know, I've known them all for a long time. And if I sing one tonight, I've got a cold pretty bad, so you can't blame it on Peter or David or Herb Peterson. Because they're all good and clear tonight, aren't they?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'll try to sing a little tune that I used to do on the road shows with Bill. And Peter might have had to do it too after me. I don't know, but... but it's one entitled Dark Hollow.
Del McCurry. Many of you have heard of the Country Gentleman, Charlie Waller, who's been the guitarist for the Country Gentleman since the beginning. Had a band down in Maryland, Washington area with Buzz Busby called Buzz Busby, I think, in the Bayou Boys. Jack Clemens also, who produced a whole lot of shaking going on with Jerry Lee Lewis and has Cowboy Studios here in town, was also up in the Boston area playing with Buzz Busby. And Buzz was one of those characters in bluegrass and mysterious, lonesome, and... and lost. Ever since you turned it down, all I do is ramble round. I don't care what happens to me. My heart was young and gay since the day you went away. Now life here means nothing to me. Lost, lost, lost. Lost in this world without you. Lost, lost, lost. Lost in this world. Without you.
his soul, love was blind, I guess I couldn't see. All I can do, honey, all I can say, baby, what more do you want with me? To me. some bedroom. After we die, wild horses couldn't drag me away. Wild horses will ride them someday. Wild horses will ride them someday.
A good banjo number here. Let's face it, bluegrass is largely about the five-string banjo, and I got to pay homage to the great Earl Scruggs, who lives here in town. Earl is one of our big heroes, and this is a number that Herb, this is Herb Peterson, incidentally. Herb likes to model his arrangement of this tune after Earl's. This is called Reuben. Peterson on the five string. Yes,
sir. Herb been in the way.
We appreciate you folks coming out to hear us.
Yes.
Well, I met a gentle barroom queen in Memphis. She had to take me upstairs for a ride. She had to lace her legs across my shoulders. She blew my nose and then she blew my mind. It's a
James Kerwin on the upright bass there.
Thank you.
bacon biscuits, baby, bacon good and brown. When you get them biscuits, bacon, Alabama bound.
I got a big hole in the band, corn feeding my heart. All I need is pretty little girl feeding when I'm gone.
Dark clouds rising, surely looks like rain. Get your old gray bonnet on, sweet little Isaac Jane.
I got a pig home in the pen, corn to feed in my heart. All I need is a pretty little girl feeding when I'm gone.
And you heard it.
I'd like to invite out all the members of the David Grisman Quintet to join us on stage, please.
Joe Bob.
We're warming up now. We're warming up. One thing Bill always used to say, crowd me, boys, crowd me. If you ever feel lonesome, you're down in San Antonio, big steal or borrow two nickels or a dime, call me on the phone. I'm gonna meet you at Alamo. We can say our prayers. The Holy Ghost and the Virgin Mother will heal us as we kneel there in the moonlight. In the moonlight.
ring of the sun.